Welcome to the Sundial Writer's Corner. Each week, we bring you the voices of talented Tennessee Valley wordsmiths reading their poetry and prose for you. This feature of Huntsville Public Radio is sponsored by the 19th Annual Athens Storytelling Festival, whose mission is to keep the fine art of storytelling alive and well among the school kids of North Alabama. Today, we feature poet Leonard Adams, who has re-examined what type of life he wants to live. He explains before he reads his poem.
As many of you, I've dealt with a lot of hurt and emotional pain in life. For a long time, I treated love for mankind like sour grapes, trying to fool myself into believing that I didn't really want it. But in the end, I had to be real with myself and accept the fact that I wanted my heart to be as it was when I was a very young boy. I remember when I was just a ball of love, and even if someone said something to emotionally hurt me, I was ready and eager to forgive and love again. I realized that I have never stopped being that boy or having that heart. That's when I decided to be who I've always been and love others, not based on whether they deserve it, but because it's who I am, and I need to always be true to myself. Hence was born this poem, To Be Love. The eyes are a poor substitute for seeing, the ears for hearing. May they begin with my heart. May my heart be as it began. Experience without preconclusion. A receptacle of light without suspecting the shade. All it wants to do is love, but skepticism gets in its way. Instead of accepting what, it questions why. Pareidolic paranoia, imposing fear where none exists, and causing me a weary soul. Because I want my love to cast out fear, since fear has torment. Yes, I'm brawny, but do not fear me. For my only wish in all the world is to love you past my imposing figure. Must I declare myself a teddy bear before you'll choose to see real me? Don't be afraid to let me love you, and don't be afraid to let you love me. May the romance of the stars, beauty without awareness thereof, majesty without ego, light without ostentation, be ours for all time.
Leonard Adams has served as a counselor for many years for the U.S. Army and draws upon his experience as an abuse survivor to help others who have been abused. You can hear Leonard's poem again, as well as all the past Sundial stories and poems on WLRH.org. Just click on the Sundial tab. And you can hear a new episode of Sundial every Monday morning at 9 here on 89.3 Huntsville Public Radio. The Sundial Writer's Corner is sponsored by the 19th Annual Athens Storytelling Festival, happening in downtown Athens, October 23rd through the 25th. Tickets and information are available at athensstorytellingfestival.com.